Okay, today's daf is Zvachim daf Lamed Vav, the very last daf in the third parak of Maseches Zvachim. So we're going to try to make a run for it and try to finish the third parak of Maseches Zvachim. Today we left off in daf Lamed Hamed Beis. We were holding at the two dots in daf Lamed Hamed Beis. Tanan Hasam. Good, so this says the Gemara. Tanan Hasam, we learned in the Mishnah. Ubali Mumin, and Rashi just fills us in what Mishnah? By the Mishnah of Im Alu Lo Yerdu B'Parak HaMizbeach. The Mishnah about if you bring certain things up on the Mizbeach, even though they're not supposed to be brought up on the Mizbeach, once you brought them up, Lo Yerdu, they're not going to be brought down from the Mizbeach. Meaning, they're not so puzzle and so wrong for the Mizbeach that you would have to bring them down. So in that Mishnah, it mentions Ubali Mumin, Rabbi Akiva Machshir B'Bali Mumin. It says that Rabbi Akiva holds that Bali Mumin are kosher. That if you bring Bali Mumin up on the Mizbeach, that you're not going to have to bring down the Bali Mumin. Machshir, right, Rashi says, means im olu shelo yardu. It doesn't mean that it's literally kosher that you should go bring a Bali Mumin as a carbon. It means that a Bali Mumin that you brought up on the Mizbeach, you're not going to be morid from the Mizbeach. So says the Gemara, Amar Rabbi Chiya bar Abba, Amar Rabbi Yochanan, lo hichshir Rabbi Akiva el bedokin sheba'ayin, ho luksherim ba'ofos. The kinds of bali mumin that Rabbi Akiva says is okay is only a bal mum like dokin sheba'ayin, some type of eye problem, which is going to be kosher in a bird, and since it's even kosher lechatchila in a bird, so if it happens in a behema, at the very least, imalu lo yardu, at the very least, if you brought it on the mizbeach, you're not going to bring it back down. It's not going to be kosher lechatchila in a behema, but the fact that it's kasher lechatchila in a bird reflects on how we're going to treat it by a behema. Says Rashi, "Ksherim ba'ofos lechatchila she'in posel ben elachisaron ever." The reason why it's kasher lechatchila in a bird is because a bird is only going to be posel not by any regular mum. Only if it's chisaron ever, if the bird is missing a limb, kigon yavesh gapa nismis eina, missing a limb means loses complete function of the limb also, such as its wing becomes paralyzed, so it's unable to use its wing, that's considered to be missing a limb. Or nismis eina, its eye is totally blinded. O nikta aragla, or the limb is literally missing, the leg got cut off. Mishum hakriveu nol psachecha, and that's based on the pasuk hakriveu nol psachecha, kinfarish b'bechar. So since we see from there that by birds, the only kind of mum that's going to actually pass the bird is a mum that's going to be considered a mechusar ever. Now, it doesn't seem that all limbs that are paralyzed would be considered mechusar ever. When it talks about the leg, it says nital, the leg is taken off. It doesn't talk about the leg being paralyzed, yavesh raglo. It only talks about yavesh gapo, that its wing is paralyzed. So I think the svara is that by a bird, we assume if it loses the ability to fly, so it's not a bird. If it doesn't, that's the way it moves. So that's considered a more severe kind of mum than a normal paralysis of some other part of the body. But those are the only things that passel by a bird. Dokin Shaba'ayin does not passel by a bird. So Mela, when it comes to Dokin Shaba'ayin, by Behema, Rabbi Akiva Svar is Imalu Lo Yerdu. Now, Tosus also points out, Lav Dafka Dokin Shaba'ayin. When we say Dokin Shaba'ayin, that Imalu Lo Yerdu, it doesn't only mean that particular mum. It means anything that's going to be kosher by a bird. It means anything that's not mechusar ever. Tosfos points out to Adin Shar Mumin, she'in mechusar ever. Any other mum that's not going to be mechusar ever is going to be malu lo yardu, kedam perakam de kedushin. Dafka yavesh gap of nismaseina. The only things that actually pass the bird are things like its wing becoming paralyzed or its eye becoming blinded. Inami or else Tosa suggests another possibility, Shar Mumin Pasli Midrabanan. Maybe other Mumin are Pasl by a bird, but they're only Pasl Midrabanan, they're not Pasl Midaraisa. They're not derived from a Pasuk. Dokin Shaba'ayin aren't even Pasl Midrabanan. So maybe Rabbi Akiva is being precise. Rabbi Akiva is saying, or the Gemara is being precise within the sheet of Rabbi Akiva, that when you have Dokin Shaba'ayin, that's going to be Im Olu Lo Yardu. But any other Mum, even non Mechusarever kinds of mumin are going to be yerdu, you're going to have to remove from the mizbeach. Why? Because they too are puzzled by a bird. Only midrabanan, but they're puzzled by a bird. So the Sfasemis is just bothered by the second answer of Tosos, because since midoraisa, any mum other than Mechusarever is kasher in ofos, it's only a din drabanan that it's going to be puzzled. How does that reflect on the din of imolu lo yerdu? Why should the din drabanan affect whether we're going to be morid it from the Mizbeach, right? The idea of Imalu lo yardu is that since really the Torah doesn't mind so much that this animal be on the Mizbeach, so we're not going to go and pull it off of the Mizbeach. So isn't the Dinda Oraisa a greater reflection of what the Dinda Oraisa is going to be of Imalu lo yardu, rather than the Dinda Rabbanon when it comes to an oaf, that the Dinda Rabbanon of an oaf, even that which passes Midrabbanon, is now going to affect Imalu lo yardu by the Dinda Oraisa of Imalu lo yardu by a behema? So that's very difficult. So Sasemis has a hard time understanding why that should at all be the case. Okay, anyway, so says the Gemara Vayter, Vushakadam Ekdesha es Muma. But this is only if the mum came after the animal was already nikdash. But if the mum was there before the animal's nikdash, then you never had kedushas on mizbeach on it at all, and then for sure it would be yardu. You would never leave it on the mizbeach. The whole idea that an animal has a mum, that you're going to leave it on the mizbeach, you're not going to pull it off of the mizbeach, is only if it was kadosh first and then it developed a mum. But if it had a mum and then you made it kadosh, so it never really became kadosh. It never really became something that was ra'oi for the mizbeach. So since it became kadosh, but it didn't become kadosh l'mizbeach, it never became something that was ra'i for the mizbeach, and therefore im olu, it's going to be yardu if the mum preceded the hekdesh. Umoda Rabbi Akiva ba'olus nekeva to command the kadam mum alakdesh adami. Rabbi Akiva is going to be moda that if, let's say, the mum is not a real mum, it's not a physical blemish, it's that the animal happens to be in the keva and it's a carbon ola. Halacha is an ola can only be brought from a zachar. So Rabbi Akiva is going to say that for sure comes down. Why? Because that's an example of the mum preceding the hekdesh, because the mum is its gender. So that happened before you ever made a kadosh, obviously. And as Rashi says, "Ein lecha mum ba'ola gadol mizeh." You can't have a mum in a carbon ola greater than this one. And the fact that it's the wrong gender, that a carbon ola is supposed to be a zachar, and this is in a keva, so that's going to be considered a case of kadamuma lehekdesha, that the mum happened before the hekdesh. Masav Rabbi Zeira. Rabbi Zeira asks, "Hamal." So why do we quote this whole thing? Is because of this question. Hamala mehen bachutz pater. If a person is mala, the fetus or the placenta of the animal bachutz, so then it's going to be pater. The brisa we said before, right, says that we spoke about the shalil, and it says that if you're mala mehen, it sounds like from the flesh, from the meat, you're pater, because that's not called the gufa de zavach, and that's not something that's roi lahakrava. So hame iman chayev, that implies that if you were to be male, if you were to be male from the basar of the mother, then you'd be chayev. Vehechi mishkachasla. Now, what must the case be talking about where you're burning meat and it's meat of the mother, and you're burning that meat in the wrong way? So must be talking about an olas nekeva, because we're talking about a mother. If we're comparing the child, the vlad, to its mother, so obviously the mother is being used as a carbon ola. And so iam Rabbi Shlomo kasav Rabbi Akiva olas nekeva also lo teireid. So I understand very well if Rabbi Akiva holds the general concept that if a nekeva is brought an olas nekeva is brought in the mizbeach. It's a misnomer. There's no such thing as an olas nekeva. But if you mistakenly brought an olas nekeva, a nekeva for an ola, and you put it on the mizbeach, if Rabbi Akiva would hold that that's lo teireid, so then I understand hamani Rabbi Akiva he. Then I understand very well that we could be going according to Rabbi Akiva, because since I'm also lo teireid, so it makes sense that you can be mechayev ala b'chutz. That you can be mechayev for having it b'chutz, because it's something that has kedushas mizbeach. If you look at Rashi, veichi mishkach sabolos nekeva, di ilu b'shlamim hamala mi basar b'chutz pater. If it were about a carbon shlamim, then if you were malad, if you burn the basar of a carbon shlamim outside of the azara, you'd be totally pater. Tzolom is kabel b'fnimu, because you're not even supposed to burn it inside. The basar of a carbon shlamim gets eaten. The basar of the carbon shlamim is not supposed to get burnt. So it must be that we're talking about a carbon ola, and that's why it's a psul if you're malad, if you burn the basar of the carbon ola outside. So we got to be talking about a carbon ola. Now, it has to be the kind of carbon ola that it has to be be the basar of a carbon olah, that basar would be ra'ui for haktara inside, would be ra'ui for the mizbeach inside. Now, if you hold like Rabbi Akiva, that an olas nekeva doesn't get taken off of the mizbeach, so you see it's partially ra'ui for the mizbeach, so then I understand why bachutz you're going to be chayiv, because it's ra'ui to be brought on the mizbeach on some level. But if you hold that against Rabbi Akiva, that by an olas nekeva, I'm sorry, what Rabbi Akiva holds, that I'm also tered, that even if it was brought on the Mizbeach, that it's going to have to be brought down. If even Rabbi Akiva holds that, so there's the basar of an olas nekeva is never ra'u l'mizbeach, and therefore bringing it bachutz, you're never going to be chayef for it. You're only chayef for things that you bring bachutz that are ra'u to be brought bifnim. So then who's the author over here? So it says Gemara, Ema hamala mehen bachutz pater hame'imure iman chayef. No, we made the wrong diuk. We thought we could be medayik, that we're saying if you bring from the flesh of the mother, if you burn from the flesh of the mother outside your chayiv, no, we're saying from the emurim of the mother, from the fats of the mother, your chayiv, and the fats of a carbon shlamim get burnt also. It doesn't have to be talking about a carbon ola anymore. And if it doesn't have to be talking about a carbon ola, there's no raya about anything regarding to an olas nekeva. It might be talking about a carbon shlamim, and shlamim is allowed to be brought from a nekeva. There's nothing wrong with a nekeva for a carbon shlamim, so that's the diuk to make. So frankly, more of a hamehen katani. How could you say when we talk about the shlul v'shulia, we're talking about mehen, we're talking about the basar from them, their basar, not their imurin. The iman dum yudidhu. So the comparison to the mother should also be a case where it's the basar and not the imurin. Ela ema hamalame imurehen bachutz pater, hame imure iman chayev. So the way you have to correct it, the way you have to say it is that if you bring from their emurim bachutz, you're going to be pater of the baby. The baby's emurim bachutz, you're going to be pater. And the implication, therefore, is if you bring from the emurim of the mother, you're going to be chayiv. But no diuk about the basar of the mother. Because if we're talking about burning basar, it's got to be carbon ola, and that's got to get us into the conversation of olas nekeva. And then we're going to run into trouble if you hold that I'm also loterid by olas nekeva, even according to Rabbi Akiva. So we don't want to get involved in that entire discussion. So we assume that we're talking about the emurin alone, and therefore the subject could still be a carbon shlam, doesn't have to be a carbon ola. Okay, new Mishnah. Says the Mishnah, Shachta al masla niyachas damo o emurav l'machar. Person shechts an animal, not al manas. Now, again, we said before that if you have machshavos of achila or haktara chutz l'zmano, that's going to be achila or aktara chutz l'zmano, that's going to be pigel. Achila or aktara chutz l'mekamo, that's going to be pasul. Now we're talking about not to be ochel or to be makdir or anything, just lahaniach, just to leave it. So instead of doing what you're supposed to do with the different parts of the animal, your makshava is just lahaniach as damo, to leave the blood over or the emurim l'macha for the next day. Or your machshava is just to bring it outside beyond the azar where it's not supposed to go. So Rabbi Yehuda Pasul, Rabbi Yehuda says that also is going to make a carbon pasul. It's not only when you have a machshava to be maktir or ochel chutzl makombo that it's going to be pasul, even if you or chutzl zmano that it's going to be pasul, even if you just plan on bringing it chutzl makombo or chutzl zmano, that's going to be pasul as well. The chacham machshirim and the chum say it's going to be kosher. If you look at Rashi, Rabbi Yehuda Pasul, the chiddush is these are examples of chutz l'zmano v'chutz l'mekamo, but no achila or haktara chutz l'zmano v'chutz l'mekamo. The plan is simply just to leave it, but not to do anything with it. So Rabbi Yehuda's chiddush is even that's going to make a pasul, and the chum say no, it's going to be kasher. Almanas lutnan al gabei hakevesh. Let's say you shechted almanas to put it on the ramp, or to put the blood on the ramp, meaning which is not where the blood belongs on the mizbeach. Shelo keneged hayisod, or you want to put the blood shelo keneged hayisod in part of the mizbeach that doesn't have a yisod on mizbeach under it, which again is not the proper place on the mizbeach to put it. Vilite nesanisod in the mala the mata. You want to take karbanos where the blood is supposed to be on the upper part of the mizbeach and put it on the lower part of the mizbeach. Vesanisod in the mata the malan, or vice versa. You want to take blood that's supposed to go on the inner mizbeach and put it on the outer mizbeach, or vice versa. Your plan is that tamei people will eat it. Your plan is that tamei people will be makriv it. That our reilim will eat it. Or that our reilim will be makriv it. Or if it's covered in Pesach, at the time that you shecht it, you have a plan to break the bones. And there's an isra d'oraisa of breaking the bones over covered in Pesach. Or lech le'menuna, Karban Pesach, and you have a plan to eat it cooked, which is not roasted, right? So that's also asr for Karban Pesach. Ula arev damo b'dama psulim, or to mix its dam with dama psulim. In any of those cases, kosher. If that's your machshava, again, if you actually do those things, that's bad, but if that's your machshava at the time of shechita to do those things, it's going to be kosher. She'ein machshava poselas, el b'chutz l'zman v'chutz l'mekomo. Machshava is only going to be a problem when the machshava relates to chutz l'zman v'chutz l'mekomo, v'apesach v'achat shlo l'shman, or for a common pesach, a common chatos, if the machshava relates to shlo l'shman. That's the only time machshava is going to be a problem. So even Rabbi Yehuda would agree, in all of these cases, that the machshava is not going to ruin it, because these machshavos are not about chutz l'zman v'chutz l'mekomo. Rabbi Yehuda's chiddush in the first part of the Mishnah was that when there's a machshava chutz l'zman v'chutz l'mekomo, but not to eat it chutz l'zman v'chutz l'mekomo, not to burn it chutz l'zman v'chutz l'mekomo, just to leave it chutz l'zman v'chutz l'mekomo. That was his chiddush, that it's going to be possible. But even Rabbi Yehuda agrees when the machshava does not even relate at all to doing something beyond its time or beyond its place, then such a machshava is not going to passel the karban. That is the Mishnah. Frankly, more of my time is Rabbi Yehuda. Why does Rabbi Yehuda hold that a machshava just to leave it chutz l'zman v'chutz l'mekomo is going to make a pasul? Amar Rabbi Lazar, Trey Kroik, Sivi Benosar, there are two psukim that it says in regards to Nosar. Kasvechar Omer lo sasir mimenu ad boker, v'kasvechar Omer v'lo yaniach mimenu ad boker. One pasuk says lo sasiru, do not leave it over till boker, and the other says lo yaniach, don't leave it ad boker. So, meinu inyan lo haniach, t'neu le'inyan machshevas yinuach. I don't need two psukim to tell me not to leave it till morning, so one of these psukim must not be just about leaving it till morning, but even about thinking about leaving it till morning. That's Rabbi Yehuda's limud. Now, Trey Krai, where are these two psukim? Says Rashi, chad bePesach v'chad betoda. One is said in the context of Karban Pesach, and the other is said in the context of Karban Toda. But still, one of them is extra, because you could have learned one from the other. Right? Had I not had one of them, and I only would have had the other one, I would have derived one halacha from the other, Memet Sinu. So why do I need the second one? Tell me about a machshava sinuach. Says Tosas, really? I would have learned one from the other? Can you learn one from the other, crossing over Karban Pesach, Karban Toda? Says Chad Pesach, Chad B'Tov the Tema, the Darish B'Me'edo, the Mipesach, Hechi Althina Shar Nosar. How can you learn from Pesach other halachos of Nosar? Now, question is, what does Tosos mean by that? Right, what does it mean? Tosos just says, it can't be that you learn from one to the other. Well, why not? Normally, we always say, within a given area of the Torah, within Karbanos, we should always say, Mematzina, whatever we find by one, unless we have a reason not to apply to the other, we'll apply to the other. Why is Tosos so bothered that we're going to learn from Pesach? So in the Sefer Birchas HaZevach, he explains that it could be that only by Pesach Mitzrayim it said, Lo Yosiru, as opposed to by other Karbanos, and even by Pesach Doros, meaning that it was written in a very unique set of circumstances. It wasn't written about the Karban Pesach in general. Or he says, maybe you can't learn from Karban Pesach, because Karban Pesach is very different than every other Karban in its Zman. The Zman of Achilles Karban Pesach is only Laila Echad. Every other Karban, you have at least the Laila V'Yom. So maybe that's why there's such an emphasis on leaving over by the Karban Pesach, but not by other Karbanos. And that's why I need a Pasuk to tell me that there's an Isser by other Karbanos as well. And it's not only by Karban Pesach, which has this very limited zman. Also, could be that the reason why you would not learn Karban Toda from Karban Pesach is that Karban Pesach is more chamer, because it's possible Shelo L'shma and Shelo L'mnuyav is going to make it possible. If you shecht at Shelo L'shma or you shecht at Shelo L'mnuyav, not for the people who are registered on the Karban, that too would passel the Karban, which is untrue of pretty much any other Karban, certainly untrue of Karban Toda. So that's the possibility. That's why Tosus is bothered how you can learn Karban Pesach from Karban Toda from Karban Pesach, why the Gemara thinks this pasuk is in fact extra. Now the Taras HaKadosh and the Sfas Emes ask, how do we know to learn from this pasuk that Machsheves Hinuach is going to actually passel the karban? In general, we have a rule throughout this entire Masechta, throughout all of Kachim, that any halacha that we're told by Kachim is a din that lecherchila, and we need to be told it twice in order for it to be ma'akev. Shina alav hakasov la'akev. Nothing is going to be pasul, nothing is going to be ma'akev unless the Torah says it twice. So over here we only have one extra pasuk. So how does that one extra pasuk that teaches us about Machsheves Hinuach? So good, that should teach me that you shouldn't do Machsheves Hinuach. But how does it teach me that it's Ma'akev, that Machsheves Hinuach is actually going to passel? Strong kasha in Rabbi Yehuda. So the Sfas Emes answers that the Gemara assumes that the hemshech of the pasuk, Va'anosar be'ish tisrofu, also goes on Machsheves Hinuach. So since it says Beferish in the Pasuk, Hanoser Be'ish Tetrofu, that you're going to have to burn it, so that obviously tells you that it's Pasul. So Asamus also answers that you could say that the Lashon of Lo Yoniach is Mashma, that if you thought about it, it's Ki'ilu Hinicho. Meaning, why does the Torah tell me Machsheves Hinuach in the Lashon of Lo Yoniach? Of don't leave it. That doesn't sound like Machshava. Maybe the reason it said it in such strong terminology, it spoke about the halacha of Machsheves Hinuach and the terminology of Lo Yaniach, is to tell me that Machsheves Hinuach Mamish has the same din as being Maniach literally, in which case it's going to pass. It's as if it was Shina Lava Kazal La'akev. Fine. Frankly, Gemara of Rabbi Yehuda Haikra La'ach Yudasa, that's what Rabbi Yehuda does with this pasuk. Hamibay Le'elicha D'tanya. Doesn't Rabbi Yehuda need this pasuk for the following braisa? Ubasu Zevach Toda Shlamav. We learn from the karban todas eaten for one day and one night. Chalifin vlados utmuros minayin. How do I know that anything you exchange for the karban todah or any of the children of the karban todah are also going to be? Are also going to be only eaten for one day, one night. What does chalif of mean? So Rashi explains, mafresh todasa va'avda. If you were mafresh karban todah, then you lost the animal. V'hifresh acheres tachteha, and therefore you replaced it with another animal, and then v'nimtzei sarishona. Then you find the first one, havyashnia chalifei todah. The second one is the chalifei todah. It's also brought as a karban. So how do I know that too is only one day, one night? Tamalomar ubasar. That's what the pasuk says, ubasar. Because the pasuk could have just said, Todaso biyamo yochel. I didn't have to say ubasar zevach todash lamav. Why did it say ubasar? So that tells me an extra din. Chatos v'yasham minayin. How do I know the same is true about a karban chatos and a karban asham that it's also only one day? Tamlomer zevach. The pasuk didn't have to use the word zevach either, like we just said. The pasuk could have just said todaso biyamo yochel, that you could eat the todah on its day. Why did it say ubasar zevach todash lamav? Right. So we have a whole bunch of extra words over there. The basar zevach. Zevach and Shlomov are all extra. So Tamlomer Zevach, Zevach teaches me about the Karban Chatos, Karban Hashem. Uminayin, the Rabbah Shalmei Nazir, Shalmei Pesach. How do I know that Shalmei Nazir and Shalmei Pesach are also only eaten for one day, unlike a normal Karban Shlomim, which is eaten for 2 days? Tamlomer Shlomov. That's why it says Shlomov. What are Shalmei Pesach? Shalmei Pesach. So Rashi says, Shalmei Pesach means what we call the Chagigas Arba Asar, the Karban Chagiga that's brought along with Karban Pesach. Karban Pesach needs to be totally consumed, but it also, it's because of there's a din, you're not allowed to break any bones, and therefore the Karban Pesach needs to be eaten a la sova. You need to eat the Karban Pesach not when you're starving. You have to fill your stomach with something else a little bit first. So you bring Shalmei Chagiga if there's not going to be enough enough meat in the Karban Pesach to fill you up. So you bring Chagigas Arbas along with it to fill yourself up on some of the meat. But this is not a regular Karban Shalom. A regular Karban Shalom, we would never be marbre from this pasuk, because a regular Karban Shalom, it's Peferish in the Torah, that you have 2 days to eat a regular Karban Shalom. It's Dafka, Shalmei Pesach, and the Tosfos. Not over here, Tosfos over here just refers you back. He says, look what I wrote back on Daf Tesam and Aleph. So Tosfos and Daf Tesam and Aleph says that it's Beferish in the Gemara and Pesachim that the Chagiga is actually Nechelos for Shnei Yamim also. It's eaten for 2 days and one night. So very hard to say that in our Gemara that we're being marbe the Shalmei Chagiga for being eaten only one day and not for 2 days. So he said, and Tosfos points out, it's hard to say that we're only going Lashitas Ben Tema, who holds in Mesachs Pesachim that it's only eaten for one day, because Ben Tema learns it from the fact that it's Hukash LePesach, and over here we're learning it from a different limud. We're not learning it from the fact that you're comparing it to the Karban Pesach. We're learning it from the pasuk in regards to in regards to from the pasuk in regards to the Karban Todah. It's got nothing to do with a limud from Karban Pesach. So it's difficult to say that our Gemara is only going like the Shita Ben Tema and just has a totally different drasha than the Shita Ben Tema. So Tosfos says that Shalmei Pesach does not mean the Chagigas Yudalid. Shalmei Pesach means the Mosar HaPesach, Karban Pesach that was not brought bismano for whatever reason. So you have this live animal that was designated to be Karban Pesach, so it's now brought as a Karban Shlamim, but it's only eaten for the Zman that a Karban Pesach would, for Yom V'Layla, like a Karban Pesach. It's only eaten that day and that night like Karban Pesach. Not exactly like Karban Pesach, because Karban Pesach isn't eaten during the day. It's only eaten that night. But the latest time to eat it is like a Karban Pesach, only through that night. In the Ein Mishpat, on the word V'Shalmei Pesach, he brings you, if you look in the Ein Mishpat, he brings you to the Rambam in Hilchos Karban Pesach. And if you look at the Rambam there in Hilchos Karban Pesach, he does not paskin like it says in our Gemara that a chagiga is nechal for Yom V'Layla. He paskins that a chagiga is actually nechal for 2 days. So what the Ein Mishpat, the Cheshek Shalom points out, what the Ein Mishpat is trying to tell you is that he doesn't hold like Rashi. The Ein Mishpat is it's a sefer also. It's not just footnotes. So what he's trying to tell you is, if the Gemara's reference was to Chagigas Yudalid, so then Chagigas Yudalid would only be eaten for 1 day. So he points you to the Rambam to show that the Rambam doesn't hold like Rashi. Because if the Rambam held like Rashi, the Rambam would pass that Chagigas Yudalid would only be eaten for 1 day. It must be the Rambam holds like Tosfos, that Chagigas Yudalid is really eaten for 2 days, and our Gemara is referring to some other Karban, probably the leftover Karban Pesach that was never brought. That's the lumdus of the Ein Mishpat. In very few words, obviously. So says the Gemara, Lach mitoda, but back in the Gemara, Lach mitoda v'chalos rukikim shabenazir, v'chalos rukikim shabenazir minayin. How do I know that the Lach mitoda, the chalos and rukikim shabenazir, how do I know that they're also only eaten for 1 day? Tamalom or karbano. Kulin korea ani behen lo yaniach. So I say about all of them, we say about every single one of those things, lo yaniach, that you can't leave them over beyond their time. So don't you see that Rabbi Yehuda's ready, that we already need this pasuk for this limon and the brisa of all these different things that can't go beyond their zman, beyond their time? So how can you tell me that there's an extra pasuk of lo yaniach, which is free to teach me a machsheves hinuach? So im kein lemikro lo sasiru, my lo yaniach? No, because Rabbi Yehuda will tell you, if it just wanted to tell me not to leave it over, it should have said lo sasiru. Why did it say lo yaniach? It must be about machsheves hinuach. So that's very good about leaving it over past its time. What about bringing it outside, outside of its makom, or having machshava to bring it outside of its makom? How does Rabbi Yehuda know that? Va'od taimed Rabbi Yehuda svaru. Plus, we learned that Rabbi Yehuda has a svara. The time Yarmalam Rabbi Yehuda iatem odim sheminichol lemachar shu pasul afchishav lenichol lemachar pasul. Because Rabbi Yehuda says explicitly, don't you agree that actually leaving it over to the next day is pasul? So thinking about leaving it over to the next day should be pasul as well. Ella rather, so we scratch our previous limud taimed Rabbi Yehuda svaru. The reason Rabbi Yehuda is really only a svara, right? Svaru. I don't need a limud. I don't need a pasuk. The reason Rabbi Yehuda is based on a svara. And what's that svara? The svara is that if leaving it over is going to pasul, it's so thinking about leaving it over should pasul as well. So Hashem is asked, what kind of svara is that? That machshava automatically has to be just as chomer as a maisa? Where do we ever have such a svara? So he says it could be that the ikr limud is really from the pasuk that the Gemara is going to bring later on about davara, which we're going to see soon. That we learn from there that psul machshava. The svara is only like a smach for the pasuk. But we're really saying is, don't use the pasuk we use some sort of different pasuk, and the svara backs up the pasuk. That's what you have to say bedocha, just because what kind of svara is this? So frankly, why does Rabbi Yehuda only disagree about a machshava lahaniach chutzlazman chutzlamakomo? And when it comes to every other problem in our Mishnah, all the other machshavos in our Mishnah, to have it eaten by an arel, by a tamay, by have it brought by an arel, by a tamay, that Rabbi Yehuda is moda, it's the carbon still going to be kosher. Why doesn't he hold that's going to be possible as well? So because after all, if you actually do the same svara, if you do those things, it becomes possible. So machshava to do those things should also be possible. So behenifleg, which one do you want him to argue about? B'shavra atzamos haPesach v'lechol menuna zivchol gufei mimifsal, to about the breaking of the bones of the carbon Pesach, or to eat it when it's na? Well, that the carbon itself doesn't become possible by any of those things. That's just an isser to do. So having a machshava to do that is certainly not going to possible the carbon. Doing it doesn't possible the carbon. So machshava to do, it's not going to pass on the karmas. It's just stam, something that you're not supposed to do. Al menashe yichlu tamei v'shikrivu tamei. You want me to disagree about that? About having a machshava that tamei people should eat it or be makrovit? Zivchul gufei, mimifsal. The karmas itself doesn't become possible if you do those things. It's also to do, karmas itself doesn't become possible. Sheichlu areim v'shikrivu areilim, zivchul gufei, mimifsal. Again, karmas itself doesn't become possible in those cases. Lishnach rina, kol kaminei. Or you could say, about these things of having other people who are areilim or tamei to eat it or to bring it, that's not in your control. If a Tame person eats it, an Aral eats it, that's one thing. But me having a machshava that an Aral is going to eat it, I can't control whether an Aral is going to eat it or not. I could tell him I wanted to eat it, he's going to say, no, I don't want to violate an Aveira. So since that's not in your control, such a machshava is meaningless. What? The machshava that you're going to mix the dam with dam psulim, Rabbi Yudah holds that doesn't ruin the carbon at all. If you mix the dam with dam psulim, because he holds that min bimino is not batel. That dam is not going to be mevatel other dam. Lite nasanitan lamala lamata lamata lamala. Rabbi Yudah tamei damar shalom kamadami kumukamu karina bay. Rabbi Yudah holds that if you put it on the wrong part of the mizbeach, don't worry, it's still kasher. So machshavat put it on the wrong part of the mizbeach is certainly not going to passel. V'liflag b'nisanim b'fnim shnasim b'chutz v'nisanim b'chutz shnasim b'fnim. But why doesn't Rabbi Yudah disagree at least about the case of putting it on the wrong mizbeach? That when you actually do it is going to be passel. So Rabbi Yudah svara should say, okay, so when I have a machshavat to do that, that should be passel as well. Why does Rabbi Yudah not say that? Why does Rabbi Yudah not argue on that line in the Mishnah? So this is far we had earlier in the Masechta. Rabbi Yehudah holds, in order for Machshava to be a problem of putting it in the wrong place, it has to be a machshava about a place that's mishulish b'dam basar be'murin, that is roi for dam basar ne'murin, which when you have hachshabamos is true of outside the azara. Umiyah said Rabbi Yudah svara, but does Rabbi Yudah really hold of that svara? V'atani Rabbi Yudah amir davar ra riba kan chata sheshachta bedarom v'chata shenichnas dam alifnim psula. When it says davar ra, it comes to be marbe a chatas that is shachted in the south, or a chatas whose blood is brought lefnim. Rashi says chatas shenichnas dam lefnim kolomar losis bechenu al menas lahachnas dam lefnim. We're not talking about actually bringing the dam lefnim. We're talking about shechting the animal, having a machshava to bring the dam lefnim. V'lo b'achnasa mamish kamasulei el b'machshavas hachnasa tabezvicha kai. Because we're talking about the shechita at this time. So if we're talking about the shechita, what's that got to do with hachnasa sadam? So it must be a shechita with a machshava of hachnasa sadam. And what do you see? We call it evil. Alma mifsal, that implies that it's possible. So doesn't Rabbi Yudah learn it from there that a machshava of the wrong place is going to passel it? V'lesla Rabbi Yehuda shlishi, and does it what? Rabbi Yehuda doesn't hold of shlishi of the makom mishulash. V'atran am Rabbi Yehuda hichnis b'shoge kasher habemezid passel v'kaimulim b'shekiper. That if you were machnis b'shoge, it's going to be kasher. If you brought b'mezid, it's going to be passel. And Rabbi Yehuda, and we say that that's talking about when you already did the zrika, when you already had the kapara. So hashto mahasam aili aila. E keeper in, e low keeper low, hacha de chashav chushuve lo kolshkein. So in the case of where you actually bring it, we actually bring it bifnim, so only if you had a kapar, it's going to be a problem. If you didn't have the kapar, if you didn't do the zrika, it's not going to be a problem. So over here, where we're only in the world of machshava, all the more so that you need to have the actual zrika in order for it to be an issue. So treitanoi valibid Rabbi Yehuda. So you have to say that, so basically, what you see from there, what we thought you see from there is, that a machsheves hachnasa alone is not going to passel. Prior to machsheves hachnasa alone is not going to passel the carbon prior to Uzrika. So that's what the Gemara says. Treitanai v'alibid Rabbi Yehuda. Yet machlokes tanam what Rabbi Yehuda really held. So v'sav Rabbi Yehuda chata sheshachta bedarom yehi chayiv. Does Rabbi Yehuda really hold a chata that yeshacht in the south? You're going to be chayiv malchus for v'atanya Rabbi Yehuda omer yachol chata sheshachta bedarom yehi chayiv tamalomar losis machlash hamel kecha shor v'sav gomer kol davara. So what does that imply? Al davara tamachayiv v'yatamachayiv al chata sheshachta bedarom. You're only chayv on a davara, which means an open mum, a mum shabagaloi, but you're not chayv, you're not going to be chayv malchus on a chatas that's shechted in the darum. So how could you say Rabbi Yehuda you are? Trei tanai alibid Rabbi Yehuda. Again, two opinions within the shita of Rabbi Yehuda. Period. Am Rabbi Abba, umod Rabbi Yehuda shechozer v'kova l'pigel. Even though Rabbi Yehuda said that if you have a machshava to leave over the animal chutzas manu chutz makamo, not to be makdir to be achal, just to leave it chutzas manu chutz makamo. Rabbi Yehuda said that's going to pasul the carbon. Normally, once the carbon is pasul, it now becomes ineligible to become pigel. But over here, with this kind of psul machshava, it's still eligible to become pigel. That's the chiddush of Rabbi Abba. Rabbi Yehuda's mother shechozer v'kovel lepigel. That once you pasuled it with a machshava to leave it over chusas man chusas mukamo, it's still eligible to become pigel. Amar Rava teida the pigel of nezrika lo klumu, and I'll prove it to you because pigel, even pigel itself, when you have a machshava at the time of shechita that you're going to eat it chusas mano, it's not yet pigel because what do you need in order to make it pigel? You need karva matir kemitzvaso. You need everything else to be done properly, including the zrika, which you're not up to yet. So you see that even a machshava's pigel itself doesn't yet make it pigel at that time. It's only later on that it's going to become pigel. Vasi zrika v'kavalod pigel. So it becomes puzzle when you have a machshava chutzl's mano, and then when you actually do the zrika, then it actually becomes pigel. So you see that that even though something is previously puzzle, it could still become pigel later on. So says Rav Lohi, that's a horrible comparison. Hasum uchad machshava. Over there, it's one machshava, meaning you never change your mind. You're having the one machshava to go ahead and to eat the chutzl's mano, and then you just go ahead with the carbon like normal. Hacha trei machshavas. But over here we're talking about where you have a machshava to leave it chutzl's mano, and then you go and then you have a new machshava of eating it chutzl's mano. So that's a brand new machshava. That brand new machshava is not going to be chal. Esver of unul Rabbi Abba litenis and son in the mal lemata lemata lemal in the altar kasher. If you have a machshava to put the stuff that the blood belongs on the top, on the bottom, or on the bottom, on the top, immediately it's going to be kosher. Chazer v'chishev chutz l'makomo, pasul ve'in bokares. If you then had a later machshava of chutz l'makomo, it will then pasul the carbon, but it's not going to be pigel. Chutz l'zmano, pigel v'chev l'avkares. But chutz l'zmano, if you have a machshava chutz l'zmano, then it will be pigel. But l'machar pasul, let's say you have a machshava initially to leave it over l'machar, then it's going to be pasul. Chazer v'chishev bein chutz l'zmano, and then any subsequent machshava is not going to turn it into pigel. Tiyufta d'Rabbi Abba Tiyufta. So you see, even according to Rabbi Yehuda, that a machshava just to leave it chutzl's mano is going to be pasul, disqualifies it from becoming pigel in the future. So that's against Rabbi Abba's understanding of Rabbi Yehuda, that it can still become pigel even after you had such a machshava's psul. Amar Rav Chisda, Amar Ravina Bar Sila, chishiv sheyachlu tameim l'machar chayiv. If you have a machshava that tamei people will eat it tomorrow, then it's going to be chayiv, meaning it's pigel. We don't say that it's not a real machshava of achila chutz l'zmano. It is a machshava of achila chutz l'zmano. It's just achila by tameim. That counts as achila as well. Amar Rava, teid, I'll prove it to you. The basal of nezrika lo chazi. The meat before you do the zrika is not right for anything. V'chi mechashav be'mifsal. And still the machshava on it is going to ruin it. It's going to make it pigel. V'lohi, hasam zarek u'michsi. Over there, you just go through the normal process and then it becomes ra'i if you were to do the zrika. So it would turn out that if it were not for pigel, it would have been ra'i for achila. Over here, it's never going to be ra'i for a tamei to eat. So such a machshav was bad from the beginning. Amar Rav Chista, Margal b'pumi d'Ravdimi Bar Chinna. Ravdimi Bar Chinna used to say, basar pesach shlo hutzla, unroasted carbon pesach meat, v'lach metoda shlo hurmu, or lach metoda where you didn't take off the 4 out of the 40 loaves to give to the kohen, chayavan alei mishum tuma, you can still chayav on it mishum tuma. Amar Rava Teda, Rava says, I'll prove it to you. Detanya asher l'Hashem l'rabo se'imuri kachem kalim l'tuma. That comes to include the imurim of kachem kalim for tuma. That alma afal gav delav b'nei achila ninhu chayevan alei mishum tuma. So what do you see? The imurim of kachem kalim are not eaten. So not everything that you're chayev on mishum tuma has to be something that you're allowed to eat. You see from there that even things that are not b'nei achila, you can be chayev on mishum tuma. What does it mean you're chayev mishum tuma? It means if you eat it while you are tameh, you're chayiv. So it doesn't have to be things that you're allowed to otherwise eat that you're chayiv when you eat if you're tameh. You could be chayiv for eating something when you're tameh, even if it's something that's not supposed to generally be eaten, even when you're tahor. So it's over here when you're talking about the lach metod that were never given to the kohen and they were supposed to be, or the basar pesach that was not roasted, which you're not allowed to eat even when you're tahor, when you're still chayiv for eating it when you're tameh. Says in Marvel, can't compare that to Emurim at all. You can't compare those two cases to the Emurim. Hasma Emuri Kachem Kalim Chazul Gavoa. Over there, the Emurim of the Kachem Kalim are at least ra'i to be brought in the Mizbech, they're Chazul Gavoa. Lafuke Basar Zevach Basar Pesach Shlo Hutzla V'lach Meitod Shlo Hurmu V'lo Chazul Lo Gavoa V'lo Lehedyot. As opposed to the Basar Pesach that was not roasted, or the Lach Meitod that was not, four of them were not given to the Kohen, that's not ra'i for anything. It's not ra'i Lo Gavoa, nor it's not ra'i for Achilas Mizbech, nor is it ra'i for Achilas Adam. It's not ra'i for anything. So for that, maybe you're not going to be chayiv if you are ochelit betumah. Sorry for the rush, just wanted to finish the parak. Hadron Allah kol habsulim.